I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news. We're going to see a chance of rain through this morning, but a gradually clearing sky today and a high near 50 degrees. A Republican candidate for governor is proposing significant changes to teacher and state employee pensions. State Representative Jeannie Ives says Governor Bruce Rauner has abandoned the fight. Brian Mackey has more.
Ives is calling for three things: amending the Illinois Constitution to eliminate protections for government pensions, enrolling all new state workers in a 401k-style plan, and renegotiating pensions as part of an honest conversation with both current employees and retirees about how dire the situation is. Illinois has the worst-funded state pension systems in the country.
Other states have solved their pension problem. We can, too.
The AFSCME labor union calls her ideas extreme and reckless, and a Rauner spokesman did not directly address Ives' accusations. Instead, he blamed the state's pension problems on Democratic House Speaker Michael Madigan. I'm Brian Mackey.
Southern Illinois' two representatives in Congress are praising passage of a massive tax change at the federal level. Meanwhile, in Missouri, the state's revenue director says the overhaul should have a relatively minor effect on the Show Me State's bottom line. Department of Revenue Director Joel Walters said yesterday that budget officials are still working on official projections, but he thinks the federal tax changes could result in a relatively narrow plus or minus of around $100 million for Missouri's tax revenues. The Illinois Secretary of State's office wants to make it easier for people to get a disability placard. Drivers with a disability are required now to renew it every 4 years. Secretary of State Jesse White's office is now the second state that will offer that process online.
In the past, they used to go to the doctor and with the form, and the doctor would fill it out, and they'd give it back to them, and they'd have to return it to the Secretary of State's office. Now they can go to the doctor's office, and it can be submitted to my office electronically.
Secretary White says under the new system, the placards will be issued faster and postage costs reduced. The online service is available at cyberdriveillinois.com. A Paducah man has been sentenced to four counts of receipt of child pornography and one count of mail fraud. The U.S. Attorney's Office says 43-year-old Clint Wade Green was sentenced to 9 years in prison for each of the receipt of child pornography counts and 2 years in prison on the mail fraud count. The mail fraud count involves stealing funds from the Pulaski County Development Association in southern Illinois. All of Green's sentences will run concurrently. He's also been ordered to pay nearly $52,000 in restitution to the Development Association in the mail fraud case. Again, a slight chance of rain through this morning, then a clearing sky today and a high near 50 degrees. I'm Jennifer Fuller.